Take 5. Gilligan to Guadalcanal. Take 1, 3, 2, and 1. In my days as a light feature reporter for local TV news, I got all the cream assignments. No midnight murders for me, no 5-alarm fires. My job? To leave viewers smiling. I was chief of the Feel Good Bureau. I didn't expect to enlighten the world, just make it feel better. In 2000, I went live from a boat show outside of Philly. We ran cables up into a luxurious yacht which was on display. I was interviewing actress Dawn Wells, who played Marianne on Gilligan's Island, one of the staples of classic TV. Dawn looked great at 62 and was just as nice as she looked. I forget why she was doling out interviews, but I do recall her bubbly recollections of working with Gilligan and the skipper and the whole crew on Gilligan's Island. She spoke glowingly about her role, not just on the sitcom, but in the annals of television history. The interview came to mind with Dawn's passing. Hopefully, she's with the rest of the crew who preceded her to that big island in the sky. Next up, I interviewed the owner of a pug who could commandeer a toy motorboat in a kiddie pool. The puppy of Penzance made me chuckle. It was a perfect Grover segment. We had time for one more live interview. Dan Cooper had circumnavigated the globe, solo, in a 30-foot motorboat, the Sunglider. He claimed that it took 2 years and set a record for smallest motorboat to circle the world. Dan had arranged for supplies at ports along the way, many located in third world countries. When he first left on his voyage, he flew the UN flag. He had feared flying the Stars and Stripes because of anti-American sentiments in foreign countries. But he discovered just the opposite. In many impoverished countries, Dan found Americans, doctors, nurses, aid workers, helping the indigenous people. Over and over, he was greeted with, "We love Americans." He soon flew the biggest American flag he could find. In the southwestern Pacific, Dan refueled at Guadalcanal, the largest of the Solomon Islands, and also site of the first bloody victory of U.S. Marines against Japanese forces in World War II. In one village, the old patriarch kneeled in respect before Dan. Confused, Dan asked, "Why?" "He will always do that for an American," the villagers told him. "The U.S. Marine saved him and his family from execution by the Japanese in 1942. I asked Dan what he had learned most from his voyage. He quickly replied, "I learned to appreciate my country. Americans don't have to worry about their government getting toppled overnight. We don't wake up in the morning and wonder who's in charge and are we in danger of being rounded up, put in jail, or executed simply because we're on the wrong side of power." Wow, I thought, this is a little more powerful than a seafaring pug or charming TV castaway. You know, every once in a while, my light features were deeper and more memorable than even I had anticipated. The end.